This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A Douglas DC-3 hangs in the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., a relic of a bygone era. DC-3s transported GIs during World War II. But the planes are not relics in Colombia's Amazon. They are known as buses of the jungle there, and they serve as the only link to places barely touched by modernity. NPR's Juan Forero flew on a DC-3 to Caruru, Colombia.
The DC-3, flown by Captain Ricardo Fajardo, has been flying for nearly 70 years. But its flight 1149 hugs the treetops and skims past the Valpes River, Captain Fajardo says he wouldn't feel more comfortable in any other plane. Nose slightly up, he puts the aircraft down softly on a slippery dirt runway. The DC-3 comes to a fast stop in the middle of Colombia's Amazonian jungle.
Bueno, pues. Caruru.
Okay, Caruru, we're here, Captain Fajardo says. Caruru, 100 miles west of the Brazilian border in southeastern Colombia, has no roads linking it to the outside world. And its 800 residents know that going by river to a sizable town would take days.
Sí, no hay nada. Esto es el avión, es todo.
Here there's nothing, says Fajardo, a pilot for 44 years. The plane is everything. In this sparsely populated swath of plains and jungle the size of France, the runways are muddy and the cargo is heavy. The only plane that handles the job must be lumbering, with big balloon wheels and the durability to take a pounding. Hans Weissman, a Dutchman who searched out DC-3s the world over for a documentary film and his book, says it's a region tailor-made for the DC-3. That's why he says the 10 or so planes flying here will likely continue to operate for years to come.
The DC-3 flies in low and slow in places where no jet, truck, or boat can go. That is exactly the survival law for the DC-3.
On a recent day, Fajardo's DC-3, one of four in the Sadelka Airlines fleet, is loaded up with gasoline, fruits and vegetables, a widescreen TV, and boxes of newly hatched chicks. With cargo at their feet, about a dozen passengers sit with their backs to the fuselage, just like the American paratroopers who were transported in the same planes during World War II. Flight 1149 may have a GPS and radar, but there's no automatic pilot or fancy avionics or pressurized cabin. The plane flies as low as 4,000 feet from one hamlet to another at a speed of about 130 miles per hour. Co-pilot Victor Valencia says it's a different flying experience.
Es otro tipo de aviación. Es aviación, aviación, diríamos, aviación real.
It's another kind of aviation, real aviation, as you can see, Valencia says. What he means is someone's hands are on the controls at all times. The pilots also keep careful track of landmarks, the curve of a river here, the thatched roofs of an Indian village over there. And vital to the success of each flight is mechanic John Ruhana, who's in the cockpit making sure nothing goes wrong as the plane prepares to touch down. He yanks the yellow lever that lowers the flaps and the red one that puts down the landing gear. As the plane cools down in another stop on its milk run, Ruhana, wrench in hand, checks the engines, the landing gear, the oil. And pretty soon, the DC-3 is loaded up and ready to go on its way to another town in the Colombian jungle. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.